Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on the will of God as we look at this week seeking the will of God, or maybe not seeking the will of God. As I said last week, we are, you know, when we come to know God, we will come to know the will of God for our lives. Let me say that again. When we come to know God, we will come to know God's will for our life. Know God, and we will know God's will. Not only for our lives and for our family, but also for the things that God is doing in the world today. Now, I would like to start off today with a warning. Do not spend a lot of time seeking God's will, but spend more time seeking God. Let me say that again. Do not spend a lot of time seeking God's will, but spend more time seeking God. Seeking things in God can get us into a lot of trouble. You can ask Adam and Eve about that if we are not ready spiritually to handle them. We see this truth play out all throughout the Bible. Now, none of us are born knowing or wanting the will of God. In fact, our fallen nature automatically defaults to seek our own will. The idea of living for the will of God is really foreign to a fallen man. See, while seeking the will of God is, believe it or not, abnormal, getting our own way and our own will is normal. Now, this is all a part of what it means to be born into Adam. But at some point in those who God draws to himself through Christ, the light comes on. Not necessarily a big light, and not necessarily a light like the one which knocked Paul off his horse on the way to Damascus, but a light comes on that begins to show a person that they are out of God's will and need to get right with him. Now, this is not yet conversion. Oh, no, it's not. But it is the beginning of the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John 6:44, "No man can come to me except the Father who sends me draw him." John 6:44. And it ought to be crystal clear that the drawing is done by the Holy Spirit, and it is God who does the drawing unto Christ. At some point, we have to relinquish our old life to Christ. Now, some teach that no one can do this unless God does it in them. In other words, if God draws us, our surrender is inevitable. Well, this is not biblical. Once we understand that man was made for God and is a moral creature, we see that, yes, God must open our eyes and show us Jesus. But at the same time, we are free enough to choose God or not. God does not and will not have robots in the kingdom. No, he won't. Even after we give our lives to Christ, God would have us seek his will, but in the seeking, take heed, my friend. There is a great danger with man wanting to know things, and seeking is no difference, even spiritually. We must be careful here, because if we seek something, we will find something. Let me say that again. If we seek something, we will find something. That is what Jesus was saying in Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8, and not what many preachers and teachers teach to build up some false faith practice. I cannot believe to tell you the number of sermons, not messages, and there's a big difference between a sermon and a message, that I have heard in my life about these verses. But as we see, wrong teaching breeds wrong thinking. That's right, wrong teaching breeds wrong thinking. Context, context, context. If our context is wrong when reading and studying the Word of God, then our revelation will be wrong. This is what happens in these verses. Wrong context. You must read verses before and after to have a correct context for the right revelation here. Jesus says, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened to him." Matthew 7:7-8. Now, I have never met a person who could ask, and it would be given to them. If you read in the wrong context, this verse will be unqualified. Just ask and you will receive. Just seek and you will find. Just knock and it shall be opened unto you. But as good as that sounds, and oh boy, don't our flesh like that, that was not, repeat not, what Jesus was saying. In God, there's always qualifications for us to meet to be able to receive, to receive from God. To be saved, we must believe. Jesus died for our sins. That is the qualification. So here, Jesus was not saying, if God did not hear your prayer, keep on praying, keep on seeking, keep on knocking, keep on asking until you get God's attention or God decides to move on your behalf. Oh, no. Jesus was saying, take heed here. Be careful when asking and seeking and knocking. Because if you ask or keep asking, you will get an answer. Now, it may be the answer you're looking for. It may not be the answer you're looking for. But for sure, you will get an answer. If you knock on the door and keep knocking, well, a door will open unto you. Now, it might be the door that you wanted to open, or it may not be the door that you want to open, but for sure, if you keep knocking, a door will be open. Jesus was saying the same thing with seeking. If we keep seeking, we will find something. Now, it may be what we are looking for, or it may not be something that we're looking for. Not seeking. But at any rate, if we keep on seeking, we will find something. When Karen and I had little kids, Dave and Daniel and Connie and Josh, and they would ask for something, once, no more than twice, was enough to get our attention. Now, if they kept on asking, well, the more they asked, the less, believe it or not, I was interested in meeting their wants. And if they kept asking, now open up your spirit here, when I told them enough of their asking, and they did not stop, then I had to do something to show them I really do care about them, and I am more able to meet their wants, as my father was in my life. And now, I am the father, and they are the children. The children must stay in their place, and they're asking, and they're seeking, and they're knocking, and never get over into badgering, or worse, trying to manipulate the father into giving the child things that the father feels the child is not ready for or has not earned their request. Verse 11 ends, how much more your Father which is in heaven gives good things to them that ask Him. Not just ask Him, Him being the Father, but can wait for the answer, that can count on the Father knowing what He is doing without pestering the Father or telling the Father how and what to do. Too many Christians in their seeking and their knocking and their asking like to help God out. You know, there's a lot of little mini gods out there. Well, God needs no help in being God. What He needs is obedient children who are willing to take no for an answer. Or better, God's answer. And God's answer is, I have a better plan. God always, always has a better plan. So what God needs is obedient children who are willing to take no for an answer. And they're seeking and they're knocking and they're asking. Amen? So next week we will continue looking at the will of God. So this has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week and that the Lord is able to move in your life as the year goes on and we begin to grow in that grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we begin to realize how much He loves us and how much He is God and how much we do have to cast all of our care upon Him because He cares for us. So many times when we ask and we keep knocking and badgering and God this and God that, well, you know, if I was God, thank God I'm not, but if I was God, I think I would just say, enough. This has been David Stahl again from Beholding His Glory. God bless. Have a wonderful week, and we will talk to you later. Amen.